ER Room. Now, here's your host, Edward Reyes.
Hello, everybody. My name is Attorney Edward Reyes. I have the great pleasure of talking to Dr. O'Hara. She's a chiropractic physician. Please, if you want to introduce yourself.
My name is Dr. O'Hara McKenna.
O'Hara is my first name, but I go by Dr. O'Hara.
Tell me more about yourself and what you do and how long you've been in business. And
I am born and raised in Tampa, Florida. I went away for school and came back and decided to raise my kids here because I had a great childhood here, too. I have 4 offices right now, and we're opening 2 more. We'll have 6 next month. Treatment facilities that specialize in people who have been in car accidents, and we not only help you to get better, but we nurture you and do all the good things. So we're nice, great facilities to go to.
And you mentioned to me earlier on today, we were talking, you said not only chiropractic care you do, you also have nurse practitioners as well, right?
Yes, so we have medical care delivered by nurse practitioners. We have a medical doctor on staff, so if you immediately need treatment that's outside of conservative treatment, we can give that to you. We have relationships with facilities that'll see you immediately if it's something that's a little bit worse than, you know, an ache and pain that'll last for a little bit. And we also have physical therapists in office, and we do digital x-rays on site, all the good stuff. So it's pretty much a one-stop shop. So when you come in, essentially we're an urgent care that specializes in injuries from auto accidents and slip and falls.
To transition into a little bit different, what is your experience when somebody just got involved in a car accident and they see you? What are things that you look for, and what are things that you may tell that client what to expect, and like typical things that you normally tell a brand new client?
It's a scary time. People are worried about their bodies. They're worried about their cars. They're worried about, okay, what's tomorrow going to bring? That's a lot of questions that we have to ask in order to find out if your situation is something that we can medically, we're going to fix you, okay? We take you through an examination, we do an x-ray, we find out what areas are worse that may persist after the accident, end up being something that may be a permanent injury. And those will run you through making you feel better, but we'll also send you out for other imaging just to make sure that we have good diagnostics of that. Then we pair you with great attorneys like yourself
Thank
to
you.
Make sure that the other things that are very important to the patient, like my car, and you know, how am I going to return to my life, and all of that. So we have great relationships to make sure that all of it is taken care of so that you can get back to living your life before the accident.
And you mentioned about the MRI, and the MRI was basically you send out for imaging and then the imaging comes back.
Mm-hmm.
The MRI is important because it depends on the scans and the slicing and things like that to show herniations.
Right.
Correct?
X-ray. If you do have positive finding on X-ray, those are usually fractures and so forth. You heal from those, and those may not necessarily be permanent injuries. MRI looks at the soft tissue, and those are the gifts that you get from your accident that
gifts.
Keep on giving.
Yeah, definitely.
Sadly, for the rest of your life. The diagnostic finding right there is the reason why you get money from an accident, because it's supposed to help you to treat those injuries that will persist for the rest of your life. So it's very important that we do that imaging. It's read by board certified radiologists who go across and say, okay, well, this is likely from the accident, you know, and then also as soon as we get those, we will explain, sit down and go over them with you in detail in office, and then we'll refer you out to whatever specialists you need to see, depending on what area of the body the MRI shows the positive findings.
Well, and talking about imaging itself, going back to that just for a quick second, a lot of times a board certified radiologist typically read their scans. There's a statement on the bottom that says clinical correlation is required. And the reason is because they can't date when the accident happened. But what does that actually mean? And why is your role so important on correlating the MRI to the actual date of the injury of that client?
That goes back to all the annoying questions that we ask you when you first come in. And it seems like, oh my gosh, they're never going to be done asking me these questions. So we zone in on all of the things. What clinical correlation means is, how is it presenting and manifesting in your body? We're checking boxes with all those questions to say, yep, that's going to stick around for a while.
So you're not only doing questions, because questions could be subjective many
yes.
times, but to get the objective findings, you're also doing tests, correct?
Yes. So he's going into how a physician makes our note and what we present to the insurance company as evidence that says that you have a permanent injury. So your subjective is what the patient says, which is all those questions. The objective is all the examination, when the doctor feels you and takes you through range of motion, and the MRI findings and the x-ray and all of that goes along with it. And every single time you sit with a doctor, they're going through all of that. Then we assess you, which means we're putting all the pieces together, and then we make you a plan. And the plan is how we plan on treating you, what we plan on doing each visit, how long, how many times you're going to come, your duration of treatment, and what we expect as far as what we expect from you at the end of your treatment. So where we sit and things is usually one of the first people that you see medically, and we do what's called conservative treatment. And then once we have all of these other diagnostic findings, then we'll send you on past conservative treatment, we're still there for you, to care for you, but we'll pull in other specialists that may help you to take another step of recovery.
And that's great to know, because some people feel like they're the fix-all for everything.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's not the case. I mean, everybody has their specialty, correct? Mm-hmm. And then if something you can't do, you would still make that recommendation to somebody that specializes in that area. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, so there's two ways. Sometimes we co-manage you, which means you continue to see us, and then you'll also see the specialist because you're not quite finished with conservative treatment. And other times we pass you over and they get all the records from us, everything that we've done. So they'll still have their, you know, some questions, but we'll fill in a lot of those gaps for them.
And we find that, you know, when someone's involved in a car accident, they may be experiencing different types of pain. It's important to find the right doctor for the right injury. And I use the example, like you're having a heart attack, you're probably not going to see a foot doctor, right?
Absolutely.
So you need to see the right specialty. And after a car accident, it is important to see conservative care doctors, as chiropractic doctors, MDs as well. But in order to truly diagnose the case and truly build up the case and give value to the client for they can heal on the way of recovery, they need to see other specialists. And of course, great imaging, I would, as you said,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, quality of imaging matters. So that if they do need to get in there and do a surgery or so forth, they can see, they have a great idea prior to doing any procedure. Yeah, so we do have great relationships with almost all of the specialists in the Tampa Bay area that understand how to treat people with injuries. So it ranges from if you bust your face and you lose a tooth. We have dentists that specialize in this area. If you need a hand injury, you actually need a hand specialist. That's not a typical orthopedic surgeon. They do large joints. So the small joints take a lot more intricate details. If you need a plastic surgeon because your face was... I mean, you could go to the emergency room and they can stitch you up, but that's also going to be something that's going to last forever. So you'd rather have a specialist that does face reconstructive. So, and we know all of those people, so that's good. We kind of call ourselves like the quarterback of the case, okay, to kind of pass you off where you need to go. And it makes it easier on you, less as the patient, you know, because you have enough stresses to worry about.
Yeah. But as far as the chiropractic side, if you could just kind of tell me about the benefits of the chiropractic and massage therapy and the PT, because you're not just quarterbacking to build the case and to refer to all these doctors, which, you know, it does benefit the client and their health. But tell me about chiropractic care and what can someone expect when they go see a chiropractic doctor?
So sometimes you can see things that we do on like TikTok or like the crack doctors and crack so doctors, forth like that. Yeah. Some people really like that and some people are very afraid of that and they would rather just watch it on TikTok. So True. We do have all the toys chiropractically. They say boys and their toys. So all the latest technology. So we do hands-on manual adjustments where you would hear that audible noise. That is actually gas that's releasing from the joint when you open the joint.
Okay.
Gas bubble. It has endorphins in it, and that's why if you're brave enough to do it, it does feel good. And it also realigns your spine. So why we do x-rays in the beginning is because we want to have a really good idea of what proper alignment is, and we can see if the bone has shifted right, left, or whatever has happened. And we'll use those x-rays to guide the alignment. We also have handheld devices and plugged-in devices that do little clicking noises, but they move so fast that your muscles can't guard. So it really feels just like somebody's barely touching you. You don't even know, and it's moving the bone in the correct direction.
Okay.
Your muscles after an accident get very, very tight around the joint and they splint, and that's good. It's as almost as if you were to go and put a splint on or a neck brace or something. But that's why they get so tight and sore. And so that's where the soft tissue treatment comes in handy, where we'd utilize the physical therapist to get those muscles to, you know, stretch and strengthen and soften. And then that also makes moving the bones a lot easier and you'll hold your alignment better. So it all works together.
Okay. You know,
and what that means over time is less pinched nerves.
That's good.
Which means less pain.
Okay, perfect.
Less tight muscles. It is a series of treatments. I wish I could fix people, you know, in one, and I'd be so happy and so would you.
But
sadly, you have what's called muscle memory, and your body, the impact from the accident is pretty severe. Even a tiny little fender bender can cause whiplash. So the muscles, they pull the bone over, let's say it's to the right, they want to stay there. So it takes a few times for us to retrain those muscles to say, oh, no, get back to the middle, don't stay on the right.
And that's why it's important to, when you are involved in a traumatic experience, such as a car accident, slip and fall, premise, or whatever case, that you do have these injuries, and chiropractic care, in addition to the specialty doctors and great imaging, is so vital to your recovery. And then, of course, it's so vital to show that on paper of what's going on in your life, because that's the story that we're telling. Is you don't treat, it's going to be assumed you're not injured. Not saying that you're not injured, but a lot of times what's on paper is what is reality.
Yeah, that's exactly exactly right. So yeah, we are writing a story, and it is it's a little bit of a novel, but
it is a novel. Do you want to add any closing comments before we end today?
I think the only thing that I could touch on is say that we're all over Hillsborough County. So we have offices in Lutz, Wesley Chapel, Plant City, and then all around Tampa, East Tampa, and South Tampa.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the ER Room. To contact the firm, call 833-4-BAD-DAY. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at The Reyes Firm. Reach out to Edward on Instagram and Facebook at Edward Reyes and on YouTube at Attorney Edward Reyes. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll see you next time on the ER Room.